Biden AG nominee Merrick Garland wrote in 70s that song about military rape was hilarious. By Christina Wong on March 7, 2021. President Joe Biden's Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland, as a college student at Harvard University, wrote in a review of a musical that a song about rape was one of the play's hilarious group numbers. In a Harvard Crimson article published January 22, 1976, he wrote in a critique of the play, emphasis added. A combination of factors, however, keep the vocal problems from becoming disastrous. Most important are the Jones-Schmidt songs themselves, simple and engaging melodies with a few tender ballads like Try to Remember and some hilarious group numbers like It Depends on What You Pay, which provides a shopping list of rapes for sale, for example the military rape It's Done with drums and a great brass band. The play was The Fantastics, performed by an all-freshman cast. It is about a nearly 20-year-old college student and a 16-year-old girl, who are young lovers. The article was submitted to the Senate Judiciary Committee on January 26, 2020, as part of a questionnaire Garland filled out for consideration by the committee next week. Question 12 asks the nominee to list published writings, books, articles, reports, letters to the editor, etc., and public statements. The song about rape has come under public scrutiny in the past for its lyrics, which include "We've the obvious open schoolboy rape. With little mandolins and perhaps a cape. The rape by coach, it's little in request. The rape by day, but the rape by night is best. Just try to see it. And you will soon agree, saying yours. Why? Invite regret. When you can get the sort of rape, you'll never ever forget. You can get the rape emphatic. You can get the rape polite. You can get the rape with Indians. A very charming sight. You can get the rape on horseback. They'll all say it's new and gay. So you see the sort of rape. Depends on what you pay. It depends on what you pay." The song's lyricist, Tom Jones, made changes to the song in 2006 when the play was revived in 2006. "For years I didn't think, and then gradually it began to seep into my consciousness. My consciousness was raised. I really began to think, you know, rape isn't funny," Jones told NPR in 2006. The word rape was later changed to abduction. The issue could present a problem for the Biden administration. Although the play first debuted in the 1960s, and Garland's article was written in the 1970s, progressives have recently pushed for the banning of the cartoon character Pepe Le Pew, who first appeared in 1945, for perpetuating rape culture, and the banning of Dr. Seuss for books written in the 1930s. Breitbart News reached out to the White House Sunday evening for a comment but did not receive an immediate response. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Senate Republicans are likely to push Democrats to hold a second hearing for Garland to question him about it. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are already unhappy that Democrats rushed Garland's nomination through without a normal 28-day period between the committee receiving his questionnaire and the start of his confirmation hearing on February 22, and a customary one-week period after the hearing before voting on confirming him. "This is beyond problematic," a Senate GOP aide told Breitbart News. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.